For those who live in Kuala Lumpur, it is best to make sure that you are doing all you can to abide by the movement control order this time, because it really is for your own good. According to Harian Metro, as of Saturday, the 4th of April 2020, almost all regions of Kuala Lumpur have been identified as COVID-19 red zones. This comes after the Ministry of Health released their latest breakdown of COVID-19 cases by state on their official social media, showing that within Kuala Lumpur, 3 out of 4 regions in the city have already been determined to have high numbers of COVID-19 cases. In Kuala Lumpur, the highest number of COVID-19 cases is reported in Lumba Pantai, 367, followed by Kepong, 104, and Titiwangsa, 86. https://twitter.com/kkamputrajaya/status/12466175892429496342 20 COVID-19 red zones are identified if the region has reported more than 40 cases of COVID-19. However, it is worth noting that there have so far been no new addition of red zones in the country to date, and Lumba Pantai remains the location with the highest number of COVID-19 infected patients with 367 cases, followed by Petaling District, 308, and Hulu Langat, 307. Other red zones also include Kluang, 135, Kota Baru, 82, Seremban, 146, Johor Bahru, 137, Hilir Perak, 61, Batu Pahat, 47, Jerantut, 58, Kuching, 155, Tawau, 67 cases. If you are living in any of these heavily affected areas, please do make sure that you take all the necessary precautions to stay safe during this time. Also read, will MCO be extended? Decision to be made on April 10, says Health DG. You have reached the end of this story.